Vice Admiral Horatio Nelson is Britain's greatest naval hero. According to many historians, thanks to him, Britain is not French. He defeated the French and Spanish navies in 1805 at the Battle of Trafalgar. His victory ensured that Napoleon Bonaparte would never invade England. Since then, the battle is commemorated every year on Trafalgar Day in London and around the world. The Battle of Trafalgar took place off the coast of Cape Trafalgar, Spain, between Cadiz and the Strait of Gibraltar. On the 21st of October 1805, the British fleet, led by Nelson under the command of Admiral Cuthbert Collingwood, fought the combined naval forces of France and Spain, led by Admiral Pierre de Villeneuve. While Napoleon was taking mainland Europe, at sea, Nelson had been thwarting the French for years. The British Navy was far more experienced, as the best French officers had been executed at the start of the French Revolution. At the start of the battle, Nelson sent a famous signal to his fleet, saying, "England expects that every man will do his duty." He attacked in two columns, breaking the rigid formation of the enemy fleet. In 5 hours of fighting, the British destroyed 22 of the 23 Franco-Spanish ships. None of the 27 British ships were lost. Nelson's unconventional tactics led Britain to victory, but not without losses. Some 14,000 of Villeneuve's men and 1,500 of British seamen were killed or wounded. This included Nelson himself. He got shot by a French sniper on the deck of the HMS Victory. However, he knew that the battle was almost won. Before he died, he said, "Thank God I have done my duty." Since then, Britain has commemorated his victory. The main celebration is in London, on or around the 21st of October. The Sea Cadet Corps leads a parade from the Mall to Trafalgar Square, where a statue of Nelson stands on a tall column. The Royal Navy holds a special dinner in the officers' mess. A toast is given by a guest of honour. In 2005, the 200th anniversary, it was Queen Elizabeth II who toasted to "the immortal memory of Lord Nelson and those who fell with him."